headline and I start walking it back to the source.
Who has time for that? If you single parents, kids, school, work, parents, husband, job, who has to? When I watch the news, I should not have to go research what you said.
But what
and,
was?
And but, well, did but, you say
but,
this?
But
well, maybe
think,
this is right or this
but,
is wrong.
But you weren't getting the truth when there was only what 21, 27, and 33.
But at least
Walter Cronkite defeated the United States in Vietnam. Not anybody. The Vietnamese didn't do it. Walter Cronkite did.
But again,
he lied. He falsely reported about the Tet Offensive.
So why did we allow it?
Well, at that time, nobody knew any better.
Okay.
Because Walter Cronkite was the most trusted man in America.
So why do we? So Walter Cronkite, we all know his name. He was the most trusted man in America because he brought the news to us every night. And we went to school. Mm-hmm. And the schools told us, go watch the news tonight and tell us what's going on in the world.
Yep.
And we locked into the news. And so now we are conditionally brainwashed that the news is valid. So whatever I see on CNN,
and even printed media, if I read it in a book and it's not obviously fiction,
so
I believe it.
What my children, my young people, the people that are around me, my peers, and when I say young, that young means anyone younger than me, which is 54 and younger. Because everyone is younger. What are we doing for my neighbor? What are we doing for people that are older? Why are we allowing this kind of mess to go on so where our kids graduate from college with PhDs talking about we need to go become socialists? Because America got it wrong.
Well, how did – I don't know how somebody graduates from a major university with an economics degree and doesn't know anything about economics.
Again, how in the world do we allow that to happen? And when are we going to say stop? When are we going to say this is insane?
Well,
why in the world would we allow our country that we say we love? I got to pay the NFL to sing the national anthem?
No, no, it's not play the national anthem. It's a flag thing.
Same thing. I got to pay. I have to pay you to display a flag of patriotism in a country that God has blessed us with, where we smoke our money, we throw away more food than some countries have all year long. We vote for our presidents. We have seamless transfers of power. We go to school for free.
We go to school for free, and we don't take advantage of it.
We don't. And
we don't appreciate what we have.
And we're not teaching any different anywhere.
Well, we don't appreciate what we have, for one thing.
Why?
There's a reason that people from other countries come over here, and within a few years, they're millionaires.
Again, what? Again.
Because, well.
What? So CNN, MSNBC, we sit here watching. I need to get information. Information is power, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. For lack of information, for lack of knowledge, my people perish.
They are destroyed. Raised. And America's dying. Christians. Dumbest people in the world.
Well, yeah, we tend to hide in I can't remember who it was I was listening to. They talked about the Christian ghetto.
Weird. We sit up here, we jump up and down in church and pray to our God and do all that kind of stuff on Sundays. We fight with our families on Monday through Friday, and we get ready for church on Sunday again, and we have no clue what's going on in the world, and we will not exalt.
Well, we won't. And we're not using our power for good.
Well, we're not doing anything. What are we doing? Prayers out of schools? You can't chastise your children. We let our kids walk around looking like prostitutes. Our boys are going out having babies like it's a business. Nobody has respect. No one, we got race relations that are going the opposite direction. But we love God. Exclaim, hello?
You can't love God without loving your fellow man.
You can't in America.
No, you can't. What is that? They have, I think that's in Romans, he talks about they have a form of religion, but don't understand the power of it.
They have a form of godliness, but deny the power thereof.
That's it.
What it says.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got to get out. Faith without works is dead. We're dead as doornail.
Well,
for
example,
healthcare.
Movie. Well, okay, healthcare.
Unplugged.
Let's go to healthcare.
Let's go to Unplugged. Same thing.
Unplanned.
Unplanned. Oh, I thought it was Unplanned.
Unplanned.
Abortion movie?
Yeah.
Look, they don't want that.
Well, yeah, they wouldn't allow it to be. Hallmark would not allow them to advertise that movie.
Why?
On Hallmark.
That's the family channel.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. Well, for one thing, it's rated R. You know why it's rated R?
Why?
Because there's a 21-second scene of a sonogram, a CGI sonogram, where the baby's fighting against the instruments as it's being torn limb from limb in a womb.
So what's wrong with
21
that?
Seconds.
So
And for 21 seconds, that's why they made that in our movie, which also means the trailer cannot be shown in any theater that's not showing our movies.
Okay, let's do this again. So I can watch a TV show, and let me remember what it is. Because remember, all kids are watching TV on
Netflix,
all this.
Yeah.
Everybody got subscriptions. Everybody jumps in. So I can watch a movie, and I'm watching, I want to say it was NCIS. This is broadcast television, where there was a colonel in an elevator where his guts were cut out, and they showed a flash scene of it on broadcast TV, but I was watching the reruns on Netflix. But you can't show it in a movie.
Right.
Okay. So let's go back.
Well, wait a minute. You can show it in a movie as long as the movie has the right political, has the right politics behind it.
What does politics have to do with the movie?
It's not the politics of the movie. It's the politics of the people that are making the determination what rating it is.
So when will people, because everyone will not show up. But when will people say enough is enough? I will no longer be controlled by the masses.
I think it's coming. I think the election of Donald Trump was the beginning of a tidal wave. Because Donald Trump wasn't supposed to be the guy. We were supposed to march in lockstep behind Jeb. Remember? Jeb was the man.
Is that why his mama's screaming from the grave right now?
Jeb had all the money. He had all the backing. It was going to be Jeb.
If anybody knows, if anybody that has that DVD that was in New Hampshire that Jeb sent out, please let me know, because I really want a copy. He sent out a DVD and the player.
And it was bad?
And because he spent like $1,500 per vote. I need for somebody to call me up.
That works. That West Virginia does it cheaper than that. In West Virginia, it's $2 and two swallers.
I'm just saying. I just don't understand. When will we say enough is enough? When will our
–
I think we're so low. I don't think so.
I think it's coming.
Health care. Right now, they're so happy that they're they're so happy that a couple years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 10 years ago, when we said health care, the Affordable Health Care Act was
– The Unaffordable Health Care Act.
Was unconstitutional, and now it's coming back unconstitutional. It was like, how could it be unconstitutional? But then
because
I have people complaining about deductibles.
Well, here's the thing that we just found out. We have a high deductible policy with a health savings account. And if you're gonna do that, you better have the right doctor. Because we changed doctors 3 years ago. We moved to Alliance. And always before, our health savings account was running, we might have $300-$400 in there at the end of the year. And in 3 years, we put $4,000. We've got $4,000 sitting in that thing. And we're getting treated for the same chronic conditions, seeing the same doctor, but we're seeing different doctors. He's changed our medications because we've got a $5,000 deductible.
You'll never make it.
Yeah, we do.
Is it per person?
Year. No, for family.
Well, see, that's not high.
Family.
That's not a high deductible. I talked to a woman the other day. She says she has a $7,000 deductible, and so does her husband.
Are they on separate policies?
I don't know, but all I know
is... Yeah,
that
sounds like separate policies.
By the time she gets to... Her $7,000, the year is over.
Yeah, see, and there's deductibles and copays, and I don't understand all that stuff. My wife does, because copays go against your deductible,
right?
But some of the stuff, some of the procedures, they're partially covered, so it's a deductible isn't really a deductible because they're not charging you the full rate, and there's all kinds of weird stuff inside there.
And what I'm saying is, we are not thinking because people have been so undereducated and underinformed. They think that because it's free for their kids, they're not paying for it
in their taxes.
In theirs. You know what I mean?
Yeah. We need to get that guy on that Sean Hannity talks to, that doctor that what's the guy that, what do they call the guy when you walk into a concern age?
A concierge.
That's
not
it.
Concierge.
Did you call it a concierge? Yeah.
Well, listen, we're going to take a break real quick and find out the difference between a concierge and a concierge. and concierge. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Let me slow this down. I'm so sorry. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on AM 1440. Call us at 516-595-8258. We'll be right back.
But I think it's...
My phone keeps ringing.
I think it's $150 a month, and it's unlimited.
Unlimited what?
Unlimited doctor visits. Unlimited.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It can't be unlimited everything.
Yeah.
So how does he make his money?
Multiple subscriptions.
No.
I'll have to get his name.
You gotta get his name.
We'll have him on.
That's right. Find out who it is. I'm not falling for that one. You guys sign up for more than a year to have $150 a month and unlimited. That's
why.
Because.
Who goes to the doctor that much when you're 20 years old?
Put a teen in the hood.
Hmm?
Teen in the hood.
Well, no, we didn't go to the doctor unless we was dying when I was a kid.
Josh, how you doing, darling? Voice just completely changed. You know, I've had smooth and mellow, because you know he's got his voice is so, it's just such a bravado, dude. It's amazing. No, not there. Now, you got a great voice. That's not the one. That's a voice. That's a voice. Voice. I love you. I love you, and I love your voice. But his is a voice. He's got a voice. Voice. He's got a voice people have to be he has a dangerous voice for women. Make sure you tell him I said, is that harassment? Because, you know, we can't say anything like that today. Okay. Hey, Josh. I'm supposed to leave next week. I was trying to get everybody to go to Vegas with me, but I can't afford for everybody to go, and I may not make it myself. But when I come back, can I come up and hang out with you one day? I want to do some stuff on my website. I need to have a list of the shows that come on with us before and after us, just so that there's some continuity, like with stuff like this, we can do some stuff with, so I can actually add it to my advertising package. Because as wacky as I'm seeming, I'm really nuts. I'm not nuts completely. Hey, we're back. And you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. And I'm in studio with Lloyd Stixbird. I've got my IT guy. He's not saying anything. He's just sitting here looking at me like, what in the world is she doing? Stix, I have a question for you.
Okay.
Have you ever watched the Kardashians?
No.
Ever?
No.
Stix, why aren't you keeping up with the Kardashians?
Because I promised myself a long time ago I wouldn't watch Brain Mush.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever paid attention to their business model? You're a business guy.
No, not really. From what I understand, Khloe Kardashian is very intelligent.
Kris Kardashian and their mama?
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone understands just how brilliant this lady is when it comes to business. And I tell you who else. The Ozzy Osbourne's wife.
Mm-hmm. Sharon, yeah.
Sharon, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that these people have come up and sold you nothing? And they're like Donald Trump.
Well, what was the girl that her parents just got in trouble for getting her into USC and she didn't want to go? She was working on a YouTube or a social media.
Oh,
influencer, yeah.
Yeah,
and they were paying her big bucks.
That's what I'm saying.
Just for
That's what I'm saying.
Just for advertising stuff on our YouTube channel.
That's what I'm saying. Look at what's going on here.
Well,
you have to understand how much money. Look at what our priorities are really lined up.
I mean, this goes back to the art of advertising. How many people own a Harley shirt but don't own a Harley? How many people own a John Deere hat, don't own a John Deere tractor?
I own a John Deere tractor. I roll it around on the floor and play with my dog. She likes it.
All right. I mean, a real one, not a toy.
That's
part of marketing. That's part of marketing is the toy line. I mean, that's every
part of marketing.
Yeah, back in the 50s, whatever dad had in the field was what a farm kid had underneath the Christmas tree.
Isn't that amazing?
Mm-hmm. My sister had a probably worth a lot of money if we still had it, but she had a pedal Alice Chalmers tractor, and it had a little wagon behind it. I mean, it was heavy. It was heavy. It wasn't plastic. It was.
Oh, I don't know.
It was cast.
I have a cast iron.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, look at what's going on here. Look at what we're saying. Look at what our.
I mean, how many? Yeah. Coca-Cola.
So right now, you don't pay teachers. You don't let me vote inside the school building that I pay for. But I give billions of dollars to the Kardashians and the ball players and the athletes.
I mean, you know, Harley largely has become a marketing company that sells motorcycles.
That's true.
They make way more money on their marketing than they do motorcycles.
But my question,
how many people walk around with Budweiser t-shirts, Coca-Cola t-shirts? I mean, we're walking billboards in this country.
Wait, and if you think about it, I pay to wear your name on my behind.
Yeah. I'll never forget when I was a kid, we went to the Massey Ferguson dealership, and Massey Ferguson, it was a tractor company. I'm not sure if they're still in business or not. But anyways, we went there because one of our friends had a Massey Ferguson tractor, and he asked for a hat, and they told him he had to buy it. So he paid for the hat, and he took his pocket knife out and cut the logo off the front of it. And he said, "What are you doing?" He says, "I'm not paying to advertise for you. If you want me to advertise for you, you're going to give me a hat."
I did the same thing. I've done the same thing. There are things that I'm not a big name brand person. Now, there are certain brands that I like, but I like because of the brand, not because of the name. Because the name comes with a standard. But I'm not wearing Michael Kors because he's a fashion icon. I'm wearing Michael Kors because he happens to make something that I like.
Well, and the thing is, what we've done with marketing now is I don't want a $30,000 Mercedes. Because a $30,000 Mercedes is going to drive like a Chevrolet. But they make $30,000 Mercedeses, so people that can't afford the real Mercedeses
can feel as though they got a Mercedes.
Right.
Why do you want to talk about me like that?
You know, because, hey, that Mercedes I had, that diesel Mercedes I had sold for $30,000 in 1985.
Listen, I won't be here tomorrow. And Jeff and Dr. Hill are going to be here on their own.
Uh-oh.
And I want you to know I'm almost to the end of my day.
Are you going to be here with me Thursday? With us?
Possibly, yes. Possibly so.
Okay.
But if I see Jesse Smollett on any award show, please don't put me on the air.
Chris Rock ripped him.
Ripped
him a new one.
I got to go. I'm done. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ, AM 1440. Please do not reward bad behavior. It's a bad idea. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless you. Thank you for everything. We look forward to seeing you again. And if you have any questions, give us a call at 516-595-8258. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Sticks.
What?
They're not going to put him on a reward.
No, they ripped him apart. Yeah, they ripped him apart. Chris Rock just ripped him a new
Thanks, Josh. Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Yeah. Chris Rock just ripped him a new one.
I guess I gotta present an award that said no Jesse Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I can do with that light skin?
Curly
he did it
was a waste of
out
life
skin. Out of here! He's fucking running Hollywood. Yes, no, 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 just.
It's
okay.
You can't hear.
What the hell
were
you thinking?
You guys can hear, I can't.
From now on, I ain't never gonna know just. You're Jesse from now on. You don't even get the U no more.
Yeah, I don't even understand that.
His name is
Jesse,
J-E-S-S-I-E?
Yeah. That U was Jesse, respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
It's a black man.
Okay. He's
definitely a black man. Must be.
Oh, yeah. Chris Rock just tore into him. That was
funny.
Yeah. I've always liked Chris Rock. All right. I'm going to go.
Me too.
I'm going to go put a 3-day notice on somebody's door.
I guess I got to present an award.
No. She second chance her way on the.
She second your chance her way getting thrown out.
Well, why is that?
I gave her 3-day notice the first of last month.
Okay. You got a 3-day notice. What's she coming up on top?
Told me that she would set the trash out. I paid to have the garbage picked up. She said she'd make it up sure it was all at the curb. Well, I stopped on the way from the airport. It was still piled up around the house, so I paid some kid $50 to go over and set it out for the trash bag. Then she got her electric shut off. She got arrested for possession in Maslin on the 12th. She's had her kids removed from her.
I'm not that. You don't know that.
She got money for dope. She got money paid.
No. Her priorities are strictly out of the way.
She's going to have to go live someplace else.
Lord.
Hmm?
Folks are just stupid. Oh, the internet's working now over here, Tom.
I learned.
It just came on. I just restarted it.
Okay. I learned.
Why would they do that?
I learned something, too.
What'd you learn?
Well, there's somehow they're squeezing the marijuana now.